gentlemen, you're listening to the Mac and T Show podcast. Here are your hosts, Ryan McKay and T. David.
This is the Mac and T Show. This is the Mac and T Show. We talk movies and TV shows, sports and world news, coasting like on a world cruise. Hosted by Brian McKay and T. Davis. Yeah. You can't tame us. We're going to the top. We're becoming famous.
What time is it?
It's time for the Mac and T Show.
What time is it?
I said it's time for the Mac and T Show.
Welcome back to the Mac and T Show podcast. T, I don't know about your bracket, but I think all the rest of America's bracket is completely busted after the first two rounds.
I would be hard pressed to find anybody that Bill Gates gonna have to get at $1 million a year for the rest of their life to. Because not Bill Gates,
Warren Buffett.
Because it all started when Virginia let the whole state of Virginia down. That's when it happened. Everybody went just straight out the window with that loss.
Yeah.
That was another upset, wasn't it?
It was
Chicago, I think.
The first quote-unquote upset was Loyola Chicago against Miami on the first day. But if you know anything, and if you did your research, let me not be a jerk and say if you know anything. But if you did your research, you know that Loyola Chicago was a team coming into the tournament people thought we could make some noise. They have five players who score 15 points or better, and they hold teams to 58 points a game. And they've beaten teams like Florida. They've beaten, they've beaten a couple of decent, teams coming in. So when they came up against Miami, I picked them to beat Miami. Now, it was touch and go, and it was a heck of a game. And the little lefty, I can't think of his name right now, but when he fired that three-pointer off at the end, when they were down one, I said, this is it, boy. Ball game right here. This is March Madness. Black them. And I was celebrating. The rest of my family thought I was nuts for picking Loyola Chicago, but I made them look foolish because then they last night, they beat up on Tennessee.
Well, I ain't even picked no bracket, but I'm going with Nevada because that's my brother's school. And he been proud, Lord. That's the first time, he had a reason to cheer for the What are they? Nevada?
A wolf pack.
The pack, yeah. So, come on, wolf pack. You're the only thing I had left on this bracket because I knew Florida was so inconsistent. I didn't expect them to do much of nothing.
Oh, they had a chance, T. They had a chance. And Chioza, is he a senior?
Yeah, Cheesy gone.
I hate it because that sucker is smart. I love him. I love the way he plays. And he held it together right there at the end with that last possession. And it ain't his fault that they had two different shots at it and didn't make it. They had a chance to tie it. I mean, had two good looks that he set up for them. And they just couldn't get it done. But
they're so inconsistent, it's not surprising.
Well, Friday night is when history was made on the men's side. And I'm going to keep stressing
this. Shame on you, Virginia. Go ahead.
I'm gonna keep stressing on the men's side because it seems like everybody in the country that is talking about this has forgotten this already happened on the women's side back in 1999 when Harvard beat Stanford. But on the men's side, first ever 16 seed.
This one they had the girl that went to the WNBA that we ain't heard from since.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But yeah, 16 seed. UMBC, that's University of Maryland, Baltimore County, for anyone who does not know at this point, just defeated the University of Virginia, the number one overall seed in the tournament, 74-54. And the kid, oh gosh, I've been practicing the boy's name all weekend, and now here come Monday morning, I can't think of it, from UMBC, but he's their leading scorer. He was kind of like the star of the game. The story afterwards was what got me. That, you know, they're talking about him going on and on, and a reporter had gotten up in the stands and found his parents. And his parents, where do you think they went to college?
Virginia.
University of Virginia. His daddy played football, and I believe his mother played another sport. I can't remember which. But yeah, they're University of Virginia grads.
That's so sad.
Oh, yeah. So that was very interesting. But yeah, back to Loyola Chicago. I forgot to mention the true star of the tournament who's not even taking a shot. And that's Loyola Chicago's chaplain, Sister Jean. She has become an internet sensation. She's a 98-year-old chaplain. She has been to every game. They have flown her out with them, and I'm sure she'll be at the South Regional Finals of the Sweet 16.
They better keep up with
them. She's right there, and I mean, she's golden. They go and interview her in the middle of the game, and it's hilarious.
Let us sit over there and pray. Y'all better keep them.
But as the bracket stands right now, the South Region Sweet 16 has Kansas State and Kentucky matching up, and then Loyola Chicago and Nevada. And let me just say, now while I'm proud of Loyola Chicago, and I know, you know, for family reasons, you are proud of Nevada. Kentucky, which is now playing like the Kentucky everybody thought they would be, they have probably the easiest road to the Final Four. With, you know, Kansas State, their first matchup, and then possible Loyola Chicago or Nevada in the Elite Eight. Let's see, on the west side, we got Florida State and Gonzaga against Michigan, who survived on a last-second three-pointer to win the game Saturday night against Houston. And Texas A&M is who they'll match up against, who if my bracket was not, you know, busted by Sunday morning, by the end of Sunday evening, it was completely shattered when Texas A&M just beat the brakes off my Tar Heels. And I don't even think UNC left the hotel that day. They played that awful the entire day.
Yeah, it was a lot of that going around because it really wasn't no upset with UNBC because they won by 20. Like, it wasn't like they...
No, they dominated the entire game.
So, I don't even know if that was an upset. I mean, we all know it was an upset because they beat them. But I was like, they barely win, and they killed them.
Right. East bracket will be Villanova and West Virginia against Texas Tech and Purdue.
Boring.
Yeah. It breaks my heart. I had Florida coming out the East. And
I told you better than that. You did.
So, yeah. And then down in the Midwest.
You know, they were so inconsistent, Brian. I knew. Started thinking they were going to run. They were so inconsistent. I didn't think they had a 4 or 5 game win streak in them. They just were so inconsistent.
Yeah, I just was hoping that, you know, tournament time would come and they would all, you know, figure it out. But, you know. And down in the Midwest, we have Kansas and Clemson against Duke and Syracuse, who is still alive after playing in the play-in game. Still alive. They beat Michigan State yesterday.
I don't think Syracuse was given. They should have had to play in. They were a solid little team. And that zone always going to give people problems that can't
right.
shoot.
Yeah, you get against a zone like that, and I mean he has his own. I mean, he's always had his own way of doing things. That's Jim Boeheim. I mean, at the end of the game yesterday, it took about 25-30 minutes to play that last minute and a half because he was playing the percentages, and his players just fouled. They were up three. He fouled, so Michigan State couldn't get a chance at a three. So
that's the best thing, especially you see what's been happening. You better do it.
Yeah. So, that all that being said, you ready to do our Sweet 16 Final Four predictions?
Oh, Lord. I got Kentucky and Nevada playing. I got Michigan and Gonzaga. Duke, Kansas, Texas Tech, and Villanova. Man, I'm just going to just roll the dice. I ain't seen Nevada. Do they have any bigs? Don't tell me they got athletic guards, but then.
No, they got a bunch of athletes, though.
I'm putting Nevada. I'm going Nevada, Michigan, Villanova, and Duke.
Okay. I'm going to roll with Sister Jean and Loyola Chicago in the South. I'm going to roll with them. I'm going to roll with Mark Few and Gonzaga coming out the West. Let's see. East, I'm going to take Purdue. Boilermakers, they've surprised me. I knew they were good coming in, you know, just based on what they did in the Big Ten. But, yeah.
I was bored watching them the other day with Butler. I was just like, I don't want them to win.
Well, it's an ugly game. But, and clearly, Virginia, a lot of people thought they were going to go and do something. But and they also play ugly. But, yeah, I'm going to take Purdue out the East. And in Midwest, I can't pick Duke. I'm sorry. I can't do it.
I'm just being intelligent. I don't like them, but I'm being intelligent.
I know. I'm gonna roll with Kansas and Malik Newman. I think they he's playing well right now for them, and you know, they got a few players on there. If they all play well like they've been doing, they have a good shot. So I'm gonna go with Kansas. And
Duke ain't that good. I'm just going with them because of their coach.
I know. I'm going to go Kansas and Purdue and Loyola Chicago against Gonzaga. And that is
okay.
Okay, that's how I look at the men's side. So on to the women, who still have a couple more games to go to finish up the second round tonight. Mm-hmm. But so far, the big stories in the tournament, obviously everybody just enthralled with UConn scoring 140 points to set the NCAA tournament record. Go ahead.
Why, people? Why would you? I mean, I know you can't tell your kids not to score, and he probably was deep into his bench. But that ain't sportsmanlike. I feel like he'd just be like, all right, I need 6 or 7 passes before we even attempt to score. Because it ain't like you're not going to be able to do it with the shot clock. Mm-hmm. But I'm not a fan of, I ain't saying don't score, but that's ridiculous.
I mean, he had 94 points at halftime. And going into the third quarter, I think his starters played maybe the first 2 minutes. And then he had his last 5 in from that point on through the game. But it's just, and you know, those last 5, they don't get to play much. I mean,
he could have had them play the second quarter home. They still probably would have beat them handily,
mm-hmm.
but maybe not by 60 or 70 or 100 or whatever was craziness. I can't.
But so that was the big storyline, and, you know, ESPN just ate that up, and I almost wish they wouldn't, because it's like there's so many other good stories going on the women's side that you can talk about. That, you know, why focused on that? But so anyway, South Carolina punched their ticket to the Sweet 16 last night after beating Dawn Staley's alma mater, Virginia. Notre Dame.
UVA down again. Go ahead.
Notre Dame took care of Villanova, and which was a really, really scrappy game. You know, just Villanova plays the way they play, and it aggravated some of Notre Dame's players. You could tell it was just bothering them the whole time, but Notre Dame just having a better team. Took care of that. Texas A&M beat DePaul on a last-second shot by freshman sensation Trinity Carter, who was looking terrible. Had 5 points and was like 2 for 11 shooting in the first half, and wound up with 37, which means she had 32 points in the second half. let's see. Last night's final game, which I tried to stay up for and caught the first half. Oregon and Minnesota, I knew it was going to be a shootout. Wound up being Oregon because, I mean, they were on their home floor, so they had that going for them. They won 101-73. But the star of the evening, I'm have to give best dressed to Marlene Stallings. Congratulations, Marlene. She had on that red leather. You know Marlene.
Yeah, we know Marlene from somewhere.
Oh yeah, we know Marlene well. She had on that red leather members only. Real clean.
Go ahead, I'm done.
Real clean. I'm joking. People, I'm joking. I love Marlene. That was a beautiful jacket and she was rocking it. But she's always coming with the fashion. So, you know, that's always a joke between me and her fashion. So NC State on the Kansas City bracket side. NC State defeated Maryland, which put NC State in the Sweet 16, first time, I believe, since 2009, back when K.I. was still there. But Westmore has him rolling. He's from UT Chattanooga. He's got things going there again in NC State. Let's see, Louisville is back in the Sweet 16, number one seed out of the Lexington bracket. Oregon State defeated Tennessee, first loss on their home floor, the NCAA tournament for Tennessee. And Baylor defeated Michigan.
It's time for Tennessee to go a new direction. Go ahead.
Well, if the internet has anything to do with it, they will probably after this year. Cole Holly, if you have a chance today, pull up her post game press conference. They'll let the have it. To me, I didn't see a whole lot. She didn't just attack media or something. I mean, she just, you know, she was emotional. She was upset. They had just lost. You know, she obviously is under a lot of pressure. I mean, she didn't attack viciously anyone. I think she was just saying how she felt. She feels like they have a lot of undue pressure on them. And those players take a lot of flack from people that they ought not take. And she voiced that. But anyway, I implore everyone to go and check out her post-game press conference if you have time today. And you decide for yourself. But still to play this evening, to punch their ticket to the Sweet 16 for the women's side. We got Mississippi State and Oklahoma State, UCLA and Creighton, Arizona State and Texas, Stanford, Florida Gulf Coast, which is Florida Gulf Coast is kind of becoming new, the men's Gonzaga. Florida Gulf Coast for that is for the women, is like that. I mean, the coach has been there, Carl Schmitzko has been there since, it's been there for a long time now, kind of like Mark Few. You know, you wonder when he's going to take a bigger job, and he just never has. He's stayed there, and they've always been successful. So I think they're going to turn into the new Gonzaga. It's going to be fashionable to go to Florida Gulf Coast for long. Central Michigan, another team that, you know, is always making noise, and they defeated LSU in the first round. They'll play Ohio State, and I think they have a good chance to beat them. That's a game I'm interested in seeing. Ohio State has a lot of firepower, but Central Michigan, they Coach G, I can't say her last name, saved my life, but she has them rolling. Florida State and Buffalo, and Georgia and Duke, which will be another good game. And then Connecticut will play Quinnipiac, who defeated Miami in the first round. So, yeah, a lot of interesting matchups still to go on the women's side. As for me, in the Albany region, I'm not going to pick against UConn, even though they have to go up against South Carolina, potentially, in the Elite Eight. Still going to go with UConn there. Spokane region, I had Notre Dame penciled in, but after watching Oregon the first two rounds, the number two seed Oregon Ducks, they have a guard, Sabrina Ionescu, and this girl is bad. She hit a step back three-pointer last night to end the first half that was, Steph Curry-esque. It was beautiful. And she just, for whatever reason, Kelly Graves, who used to coach Gonzaga, is now the coach at Oregon. He finds a point guard who can play. Like, he had Vandersloot at Gonzaga, and he has Ionescu at Oregon. But yeah, I'm thinking I'm going to go with Oregon there. So I got Connecticut, Oregon on the Kansas City side. Even though I believe Texas will give them some problems, I think State, I think Mississippi State can take that. I think NC State is going to give them some issues in the next round if that's where everybody goes, obviously. Lexington region. Oh, goodness. Louisville and Baylor. Oregon State's going to be a tough matchup for Baylor, but I think Kehlani Brown, P.J. Brown's daughter, will be enough for them to get by there. So, I'm going to ride with Louisville. I think their guard play is going to outdo Baylor's guards. And so I'm going to go with Louisville, Mississippi State, and Connecticut, and Oregon. It's my final four for the women.
I don't know. Mississippi State and UConn for the championship. Look, I'm just giving them rest.
That's all right.
I'm just giving them rest.
All right, people. This is my official apology. I know I had made a proclamation on last week's show that I would get something done.
Here we go, people.
I did not get done. Life gets in the way, and things happen, and just the tournament started, and I didn't make it to the theater.
Don't put it on the tournament. It was an option for a bunch of people in the world, except for you.
It was. And their ticket sales have not suffered just because I didn't make it out. So, but
don't even try.
But if she wants to, I will allow T to give her review of it today.
I'm not reviewing it till you watch it.
So you're not gonna do it till I watch it. That's fine. Okay. Well, do you have anything you'd like to talk about this on this fine Monday morning?
What do you think about all these injuries the Warriors have?
Me personally, I think if the NBA investigated, I don't think these people are hurt. I think this is their way of getting around.
I think this is
Steve Kerr's maniacal way of getting around not being fined for sitting players.
For resting players?
Yes.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
Oh, my. So you got the doctors to lie and say, oh, boy, I had broke ribs or whatever.
Correct.
We know Steph got the bum ankle.
Well, yeah.
I don't know about what's his name, finger or whatever broke.
This is what I say about Kevin Durant's broke ribs. I'm surprised it hadn't happened before. Because, I mean, you can see his ribs from his stomach, skinny as he is. So, I'm surprised it hasn't started happening previously. So, there you go on that. what else I was going to say? Oh, speaking of the NBA, I did get a chance to go and watch the Houston Rockets play against New Orleans Pelicans Saturday evening. I got some tickets last minute, so I got up in a little suite and got to enjoy the game. So I saw James Harden, I thought it was bad on TV. It's even worse in person when he does all that dribble. That's annoying. But and the referees, Alvin Gentry. If I had the bunny, I would pay your fine for you, because I'm right there with you. That was awful. The way two or three possessions in a row, they called a foul on whoever was guarding James Harden. I think it was Drew Holiday a couple times. They called a foul, and literally he would fling his body, flop and do whatever, and they would show it on the replay. As much as you screwed up that night, I'm gonna take care of you, and I'm gonna fight for you, and I'm gonna want the NBA to stop showing them replays in stadiums.
Correct,
T, and it was a big old screen in that Smoothie King Center, New Orleans, and you could see perfectly the nobody even touched James Harden, and he was a complete flail job flop, and that place unloaded, and they booed religiously every time James Harden touched the ball the whole rest of the game. And yeah, Alvin Gentry went nuts. I knew, and I said today, and I told him, I said, you watch, they're going to find Alvin Gentry because he's going to say something in the post-game press conference. And late yesterday, it came down that he was fined $15,000. Yep. So, that's my story on that. I think Houston is very good. I think they do have a chance to dethrone the Warriors if and when they were able to get and play each other in a game, a 7-game series. But
we'll see.
Yeah,
but they can't go with nobody. They ain't gonna do nothing. Yeah. Long as Stephon ankle don't fall apart.
Oh my gosh! Did you see the last little ankle mix up he had? It was so awful. The video.
It didn't look like much happened. He kind of hobbled between the side of the goal and something, and his ankle rolled by itself.
Okay, I was talking about I was talking about the one before that. I forgot about that one. I was talking about the one before that where it just he was on the side of by the timeline and his ankle just rolled over on him.
So, yeah, I saw that. Ooh. And I think he haven't been doing his exercises that he had to do to strengthen them. Mm-hmm. And since he hadn't had any problems, he stopped doing his ABCs and all that other stuff, and now it's coming back.
Yeah.
Because it don't make sense that for that, 3-year period or something, they were fine after he had all them. Whatever exercises he was doing, he must have stopped because they was like, oh, they fine. I hadn't had no problems. And now they all acting up again. Go with that.
Yeah.
So why are you out here trying to buy the Carolina Panthers? You better go get your ankles, do your work on your ankles.
Yeah, leave Diddy and him and his group alone.
Tell him you in and tell him how much you got to put in and go and do your exercise.
One other thing I wanted to say, we didn't get, I don't know that it even happened before last week's show. I think it happened afterwards. I can't remember at this point. But the men's basketball job at Ole Miss. Do what?
You know.
I know. It's bad. It's bad. But the Ole Miss men's job was filled. Kermit Davis out of Middle Tennessee State, Mississippi State. your cousin Kermit. Him having a lot of Mississippi ties, played at Mississippi State. His daddy coached at Mississippi State. So it'll be interesting to see how he does there. I think it's everything I read, everything I hear about him. I mean, they say it's a slam dunk hire, but we'll have to wait and see. And I hope he does well there. The women's job is yet to be filled. I know.
Okay, you said Mississippi State. You mean Middle Tennessee?
He coaches in Middle Tennessee, but he played and his daddy coached for a long time in Mississippi State.
Oh, okay. Okay. I was like, huh? Okay.
Right, and the women's job has yet to be filled. I've been asked not to comment, but I know of a couple people that have interviewed, and so I will not say who, but I will say that.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll say this. I hope they make a good choice with somebody whose name on the building. They might not even be applying. Go ahead.
Yeah.
We're talking about it after
L. Uh-huh. But I do know of two people, and either one of those would be great, and I'll be very, very happy with the direction of program. Either one of those are named the head coach. But, no, I trust that Ralph Bjork and Lynette Johnson will do a Do us a solid
day. I don't know that I trust them because I didn't trust this hire. Well, they asked me.
Well, I think they've seen that, it just hasn't gone.
They've seen the error of their way.
Yeah, I think they've seen that they know it has not been well in the last couple of hires. And so we will see where they go from there. But yeah, men and women. First,
do other people have a job now, Martin?
Do what?
You know the cheating such a scandal? The guy that never even really coached. Then he go to high school and said college coaching was getting paid too much anyway.
He's a high school boys coach. Yeah, so he's coaching there. I don't know what the rest of them are doing.
What about the interim coach guy that had the
I don't believe he's even coaching at all anymore. I know at one point he was trying to be an actor at one point.
This is too much.
That happened while he was, still riding out his contract. So,
okay.
I do know that. Yeah.
All right.
So.
Well, March Madness is happening. It is. We got to enjoy it because it'll be over before we know it. We got them 8 games left. Then it'll be 4. And it'll be no more games.
I will say this. I'm glad, for every game not involving UConn on the women's side has been very competitive, and that's not been the case in previous years. Usually there's a bunch of blowouts in the first round, so the fact that that's the parity is getting closer and closer, that's a good sign for the women's game. Men's side has been being as competitive as always, games going down to the last minute, exactly what you want to see. So hopefully they both keep it up because I've enjoyed myself so far.
Can I have one more sidebar?
You can.
Are they bringing shorts back?
I don't know.
Have you noticed that the shorts again, they're not as long and all down to their knees and too big?
Yeah.
Actually been fitting this year.
Listen, you can thank LeBron James for that foolishness because they all rolling them up and doing all that now and to make them that way.
Not the girls. Let's talk about the girls. These the guys. Next time you watch the men game, watch the shorts not as big and not as long for the most part. The girls, that's got to stop, Brian. That rolling them down at the waist. And then tucking them in your tights at the bottom. I feel like if the NCAA got a problem with your shirt being out, this should not be cute. This ain't cute. Y'all need to stop it.
Yeah, I mean, the guys are rolling them up at the waist as well now. I've seen that on the high school level.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
I hope that stops.
And that's completely LeBron there because he started doing it in the NBA, so now everybody wants to do it. Yeah. So.
I'm going to stop.
This
kid's shorts right here. Either he got his shorts, but he got some short shorts on. The kid that hit the 3 from the Michigan game.
Oh, I need you to Google this as well. It's interesting for everyone listening. If you have not stopped listening by now. the kid from Michigan that hits the game winner against Houston, he actually did almost the exact same thing in the exact same spot in high school. There's video of it. They play them side by side. I can't remember where I saw it. I believe it was on Twitter.
Did he take off running like he did in that one?
They didn't show all that, but they showed him with his legs spread out and everything. So there's video of that out there.
That's his shot.
Mm-hmm. That's him. So, yeah. That's all I got.
All right, Brian. Make it to them. Please.
Okay. Well, here we go. As always, I'm one of your co-hosts, Brian McKay, and I am with
T. Ignorant is winning, but I'm still fighting.
And that's inside information that y'all will never know. But enjoy the laughter because it is funny. Ignorance is winning. Oh. All right. And this has been the Mac and T Show podcast. Thank you for listening.
This is the Mac and T Show. This is the Mac and T Show. We talk movies and TV shows, sports and world news, coasting like on a world cruise. Hosted by Brian McKay and T Davis. Yeah. You can't tame us. We're going to the top. We're becoming famous.
What time is it?
It's time for the Mac and T Show.
What time is it?
I said it's time for the Mac and T Show.